In studio, Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab. Of course, 9 to 11 Saturdays here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I mean, we've had a busy morning. We had the mayor of Hartford in. Yeah. We had Tim Restall from the Yard Goats, and now you, and then we'll have Andrea Barton Reeves from the Connecticut Department of Social Services after you. So,
all right. I'm in great company.
How was your vacation?
Oh, you know, the mouse fleeced me, but it was, you know, 20,000 steps a day.
Is it worth it? Is it worth it?
The older I get and my kids are all grown, seeing Disney through the eyes of a child is much more fun than going as an adult.
So the 20,000 steps, and you were there, what did you do?
It was 12 hours a day, man. We got there before the parks opened.
Did you have one of the, like, paid extra to skip the line
stuff? We did some lightning passes. That technology is amazing. If you're going to go there, if you're going to spend your day there sweltering in 95 degrees in Florida heat, I mean, you want to get in and out of those
What
rides.
Does it do? Does it ding you when you can go? Or?
No, it's all on your phone. It's so smart. In the old days, my brother and I were running across the park trying to get these tickets. So you'd get your pass in a ticket form way back when. We're sprinting across the park trying to do it. Now you can just go ahead and do it on your phone. And it was laid out so well by my future daughter-in-law that we rode everything. We didn't miss a ride. And it was, you know, another $27 on top of your ticket to get that.
But wait, it gives you a time to go there?
A time to go there, and you literally walk on the ride. We only waited for a couple of rides the entire time we were down there.
Did you do anything that you hadn't done before?
Yeah, we checked out Tron, which is amazing.
Was it cool?
Oh, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy was really awesome. Ratatouille had a great ride. Just some amazing Disney stuff. But again, my middle son is 25, 26.
Daddy, can we do it again?
Exactly. Nobody's calling me daddy. But when we went there, when they were a lot younger, it was more fun.
So is it the last trip for a while?
Because I think so.
I haven't done Disney. I was a paid babysitter for my cousins. It's a disaster. But my wife doesn't like Disney. So the best I could do is when I worked at NBC Universal, we went to Universal because we got a huge discount.
Nice.
And that was pretty fun. Yeah. But I'd like to go back to Disney, but it sounds, first of all, it's like you pay a ticket for Lollapalooza. It's like a couple $100 a day.
It's insane. And you're there with a bazillion of your closest friends, the humankind out there banging around in ridiculous weather. And it's just.
How are Americans looking these days? Are we overweight?
Oh my God, it looked like Wall-E. Everyone's on a scooter. It literally is Wall-E personified.
That movie.
The entire family is on scooters. We were just couldn't believe it. And we're like, wow, what's going on?
That's depressing,
actually. It's a little bit. Maybe they're doing it right. I mean, we were beat walking around 20,000 steps. Maybe they got it right. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sort of torn. I don't want to, you know, make fun or be critical of anybody, and people have health issues, but it is tough. Wall-E is a dark movie.
It really is.
And people don't realize it. And I haven't rewatched it in a while, but I bring it up all the time on the show.
Oh, do you?
Because it's coming to pass.
We were talking about it. And we're just, when you see three generations of an entire family all on scooters, you know there's something going on.
I mean, and we can get into all the reasons, but we got to run. The stuff we're going to talk about today, we'll talk about age verification. Of course, artificial intelligence fails. We'll talk about the new Android phone. We'll talk about another AI story I'm really interested in is this fair use story.
Yes.
With Anthropic. Mm. And because I have a sort of, and then, I mean, healthcare scams are, they're never going away.
Probably not.
Ever, ever. Between our on mic and off mic conversations, I'm not thoroughly depressed, Eric. So anyway, Eric Semmel from, because it was just humanity, man.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Like everything is. Anyway, Tab Computers is the business. The show is Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. We're super proud, as always, to have you in the family.
Thank you.
And
we're first runners up.
Yeah, I mean,
to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is like. Yeah, one and done. We're probably never going to win it again. But
no. Yes,
I mean, we honestly are super grateful to have you on in our family and have you on our station. So the thing with like age verifications, whether it's smoking websites or booze or porn, they're so stupid.
They are,
and they're not. They don't actually verify anything. They just cover their bases with the law. Are you 18? Sure.
Right.
I mean, but this thing in Texas, talk about it.
So basically, they went all the way to the Supreme Court with this. And the Supreme Court said, yes, Texas can go ahead and make sure that people who are going to be on like Pornhub, let's say, have to be 18. Right. So the Supreme Court said, yep, Texas is OK to do this. And Pornhub, you lose. and they have to prove that they're 18 to be on Pornhub when you're in Texas. But again, it's a useless law. We spent all this time and energy having the Supreme Court tell you you're right, Texas, which good for you. You're right. I agree with you. You're right. But a VPN, just go ahead and connect through a state that doesn't have this and you're connected. The idea that we as a country can't keep kids off porn more easily by just simply saying porn sites must, anything with the porn content doesn't force people to actually prove they're 18 no matter where they're connecting from, is a problem.
So what do you do? Have them scan a license on their camera of their computer?
For some reason, Netflix or Mickey Mouse or all these other content deliverers can make sure you pay for the content. Porn shouldn't be delivering free porn until they connect and get some sort of certification you are 18 or over. Simple as that. Yeah. It should be a federal law. Having the Supreme Court say Texas is right doesn't help enough, because a VPN to any other state that says you can go do it is not going to stop the kids. So.
You think some 60-year-old kid is going to get a VPN just to look at porn?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's just been happening since the 90s.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Out of schools, too. They were doing it hacking through school.
There are two AI stories of note. The one that's more interesting to me is this Anthropic.
Yeah, I love this one.
It was ruled that they can take anything that's out there in the internet and use it in their AI model.
You can go ahead and train your AI model on whatever content's out there.
Does this mean
that there.
No one's going to pay the New York Times now?
Maybe. It may be that the New York Times might lose this. Their lawsuit. So basically, if you have any kind of large language model, you can go ahead and use it ever you want, whether it's copywritten or not.
That sounds like a massive decision, actually.
It does sound like a massive decision, and I agree.
Because the content producers wanted to get paid because they were fueling the technology.
Right.
And this says, no, if it's out there on the internet, anybody can take it.
And they based on the fact that it's transformative. Basically, the AI technology is so transformative, you have to let it learn on this information. The ironic part of this was that Anthropic stole the information from a pirate website. They literally took the copywritten material from a pirated site and gave it to their large language model to learn.
Oops.
It's ridiculous, right? Come on, man. And so the argument did say that you should at least pay for your copyrighted material.
Oh, so there's that. Okay.
Yeah, so they should at least buy it before you let them use it.
And the further irony is the other story that it's a story, I don't know if I believe it, that says that 40%
Yes.
They think that 40% of all AI projects will be canceled in the next X amount of years because it just won't work. This is against everything everyone else is saying.
Well, this is not AI in general. This is agentic. Basically having if you reach out to any kind of company where you want to ask a question of an agent per se, you may not be speaking to a live person. You may be speaking to AI.
Oh, I know.
Right. So agentic AI is a different promise than just general large language models in general. So they're saying these things may not really deliver what most companies are hoping for, in that instead of having 100 customer service agents, you have 2. Right, the AI handles 99% of the questions, and then 2 of them handle the ones that are too difficult.
In my experience, about 99% end up with a live agent anyway.
Right, and that's the issue. So this is the study that happened, and they said that a lot of these experiments are being canceled. We'll see what happens. The technology is going to continue to improve. I do see promise in having agentic AI actually work, because imagine all the...
What is agentic AI?
Again, you're an agent. You're acting like a representative of...
you think it's eventually going to work?
I do. But for now, according to this study, a big chunk of them are not doing so good.
His name is Eric Semmel. His company is Tab Computers. Computer Talk with Tab is on WTIC 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings. I'm not an Android guy. Are you an Android guy?
Oh, yeah. I love Android.
Because you're anti-Apple, right? Right? You are.
No, I want to save my money. I'm not anti-Apple.
Yeah, you are.
I would rather keep a lot more money in my pocket.
Yeah, you are. Anyway, what's new about the new 16?
So I guess the new Android 16 is kind of interesting. So it's going to protect users from fake cell towers. Now,
is that a thing?
It's a thing, but it's used by mostly law enforcement, right? So this is something called Stingray. Law enforcement puts up fake cell towers. Your phone connects to it, and they then know what's going on about you.
So they're real cell towers, but they're not affiliated with a telecoms company.
Exactly, and they collect all sorts of data.
What?
Exactly. This has been going on for a very long time, and now Android 16 is going to say, hey, Johnny Walnuts there. You might be connected to a bad cell phone tower.
So this is sort of like the free Wi-Fi in the airport type stuff?
More, again, cell services, the fake cell services that are out there. And again, it's used by law enforcement. Now, this is kind of an interesting thing. And the thing about this article that kind of bothered me, it kind of reminded me of what was going on with the whole ICE app where you're going to report ICE agents around there, again, against law enforcement. And it's fine that you want to tell people if you're connected to a fake cell tower, but the article talks about it again as being used by ICE and immigration enforcement.
Oh, so they were taking it. It was a political statement.
It was, and yeah. That's what bothers me. The technology of telling you whether or not you're on a real cell site is a good thing. You won't get it until Pixel 10, but to kind of couch it around that, you know, law enforcement is bad is again, a problem we're seeing more and more of out there, and hopefully that ends. But your Android 16 will help you know if you're connected to a fake site there.
Johnny, I need a new phone.
Holly Walnuts.
I don't even know if I what Apple number it is I have, but I think it's time for new. But I do have an Apple out of like my kids have it.
I never wanted. They gotcha.
I'm stuck in the ecosystem, just like Amazon. I'm stuck in the Amazon. I mean, stuck.
Amazon. I'm stuck there too. It's you can't not be. It's pretty convenient.
It's amazing when you think about it.
I know.
But we're just fueling the Wally beast. No, it's true. We're just making life more. Like easy, like literally, like my son broke a cleat at lacrosse, and then like on the car ride home, we bought another pair of cleats that are going to get here in two days,
right.
And you don't have to go. I mean,
that's a good thing. That technology is good. I was talking to somebody at the Disney trip where he was trying to categorize all of his customers based on the type of practice they had, whether they were a physical therapy practice or some other type of medical practice, and he was doing it manually. I said, why don't you just put it in ChatGPT and just tell him to organize it by practice? He goes, huh? I'm like,
he's like me.
Well, and I said, because of our generation, he's a little older than us, we don't think that way. But the technology is out there where you could have just taken the entire spreadsheet, dumped it into ChatGPT and said, hey, ChatGPT, break it down by practice type, rather than he spent an entire day and a half and he's only like halfway through his list to figure that out.
Did you get him to do it?
He's back at work today. We'll see.
I doubt it. If he's anything like me, I doubt it. Just real quick, anything people need to glean off the healthcare scam stuff?
The FBI is saying be careful. Scammers are impersonating your healthcare insurance agents via email and text. So just because you get an email or a text from your health insurance agent, assume it's false.
And call them. What do you do then? You call them
directly.
Back? Okay.
Don't ever follow any links. Don't follow any texts. Say, if you know who your agent is, reach out to them directly because the FBI says this is a big scam. They're using the tactic to revealing their personal data. So they're going to act like they know you, and they're going to ask you for data that obviously the health insurance company should already have. And FBI is making a big warning out there to be aware of that.
Any music gigs or anything going on? Anything happening?
No. We're done with our last concert this past Monday, and we're off for the summer, and looking for sponsors for Southington Symphonic Band.
Southington Symphonic Band.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it is. Yeah.
We need them. We need sponsors. We need them here at the radio station. We'll do a double sell.
There we go.
Thank you so much, Eric. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, again, Saturday here on WTSE 9 to 11 a.m.